Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome back to another episode of the Madhouse Podcast. As always, I am your host, Mad Max. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about the new 2024 film, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. This is the fifth film in the MonsterVerse that they've had. It's following Godzilla vs. Kong, which came out, I believe, in 2022. And it's basically, it picks up after that. And I think the only people from the previous film who make their return in this film are Rebecca Ferguson and Brian Tyree Henry, which they were kind of the standout parts in that previous film. In Godzilla vs. Kong and things like that. They were kind of cool, to say the least. And this movie is basically about, rather than Godzilla and Kong going against each other, they have to team up now against to take down a common threat. This is a threat that they've just recently discovered after the humans have realized that, you know, they can now use Middle Earth, or Hollow Earth is what they call it, as a sanctuary for the Titan known as Kong. And this film feels, I can't lie to you, this film, like, for sure feels like it should have been just a Kong sequel. Like, if you take away the Godzilla parts in this film, this would definitely work for a sequel to Kong Skull Island, because all the promotional material for this film has King Kong and Godzilla, like, being this tag team and shit like that, and everything, and, like, it's built for stuff like that. And for some reason, I don't understand why, all of the stuff surrounding King Kong, and, like, it works. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, the stuff that works. Like, him, you know, struggling to find himself and struggling to kind of adjust to being the king of Hollow Earth and everything like that. And, you know, the relationship he has with that young girl still proceeds over in this film. She's also in this film as well. I just can't remember her name. But it's like they're the last of their kind. So it's like they can relate to one another on that aspect. But It doesn't really go anywhere from there. The Godzilla stuff, it's just like, okay, he's kind of doing the same thing he was doing in the previous film. He's reacting to all these things that are happening on Earth that are just, like, you don't know where it's coming from. And then, of course, it's up to Kong to figure out where it's coming from. And then they realize that, okay, it's coming from an enemy that we cannot see, or an enemy that we are going to have to take down together. And I was like, okay, this works, but this would only really work if it was just a straight up, like, Kong solo film. Like, this is a good movie. It's entertaining, it's fun, it's got all the monster stuff and everything going on for it and things like that. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it's a bad movie by any means, but I felt as if it could have worked better had it been, like I said, like a Kong solo film. It didn't have to be, you didn't really need Godzilla in there. Maybe, like, really until the final battle and things like that, which, you know, the final battle was an all-out, you know, monster brawl, which is what, you know, everybody wanted to see anyway. And, you know, there goes to show you that they're going to do anything and everything that they can to make sure that that happens. And it's a great moment. It's a great ending and all this stuff that's happening and things like that. It's real cool. Like, the setup for it is really cool. But overall, I was just like, you know what? I didn't really need the Godzilla stuff, because he really kind of served no purpose to the story and things like that. It didn't work. I don't want to say it didn't work in the long run. It's just, I could have done without it, you know? It wasn't really a big thing that really needed to be there. You know, his presence doesn't really justify, it doesn't move the story forward. It doesn't justify why he's there. It doesn't really do anything for the story as a whole. And at the end of the day, you know, he's just there to kind of be like the backup, so to speak. Like how I would have done it. Like, I don't want to get into spoilers, but how I would have done it, I would have had him make an appearance at the end of the film, just like he does in the movie. You know, he's in certain parts of the film, but his story arc doesn't really overlap. It doesn't correlate with the overall thing. Like the stuff that goes on with King Kong, that makes sense because, you know, you kind of feel for that character. You feel that, you know, he's the last of his kind, and then when all this shit is happening, it's like, okay, you kind of feel for that. You feel bad for him in a sense, and you feel bad that, you know, yes, he is the last of his kind and he is vulnerable, but at some point or another, you know, he's gonna have to answer the call and things like that, and just do things differently. He's not gonna be the one to kind of just you know, kicking ass all the time and everything like that because of the fact that, you know, he's, like I said, he's the last of his kind, and he needs to be where he needs to be and things like that. But I just think that, you know, this movie could have worked better had it been just him by himself. Like, I don't think he really needed Godzilla there to kind of do a whole lot of anything. Because to be honest, Godzilla doesn't really do anything until the very end of the movie. And while there's some great moments with Godzilla throughout the movie, they, you know, they come far and in between and things like that. And it's like, why are we wasting this time? You know, like, it's understandable for a character like King Kong, and, you know, to be this not necessarily mouthpiece, but to be like this character that we can, you know, get behind and rally behind and things like that. But Godzilla, not so much. You know, Godzilla works in his own movie because that's who he was. He worked in King of Monsters because technically that still was his movie, and things like that. But in the end, he just kind of took up space, and you really didn't. You know, I honestly felt that he couldn't. He kind of, I don't want to say overstayed his welcome, but he was just kind of just left out to the wayside and didn't really focus on anything more. The human stuff didn't really bother me as much because, you know, normally with these movies, what a lot of people complain about is the human aspect. Like, they're just there to kind of take up space, or they're just there to kind of tell the story. And, you know, in this movie, they definitely are because they're the exposition, you know, holders and everything like that. And it's like, all right, how can we give the human something to do without damaging our star players and things like that? It's like, okay, it'll work to an extent, but, you know, like, the humans have the great idea. What they do with the human characters is great because they don't overstay the welcome. They're there as placeholders. They're there to get us from scene to scene, and they're there to be the exposition dump. They don't overstay their welcome. They have a little bit of their moments where they're charming, they're funny, they're entertaining, and things like that, but they don't overdo it like they did in the first Godzilla or like they did in Kong Skull Island. You know, that shit was just like, yeah, you got A-list actors, but they didn't really need to be there. So, you know, it didn't really make a whole lot of sense. Godzilla, on the other hand, I don't know. Like, it's cool to see him again on the big screen and, you know, wrecking shit up and everything like that. That's cool. But the problem is, he kind of really served no purpose to the overall story. King Kong is fine. Like if this movie would have been called Kong: The New Empire, it would have been great. It worked better as a sequel to what the to, it worked better as a sequel to that. You know, it could have been a King Kong sequel. It could have been a King Kong spinoff, or whatever the case may be, and things like that. It worked. It worked. It would have worked in that aspect, but for some reason they had to throw in Godzilla in there because it was the continue of this MonsterVerse. But I mean, come on, we really didn't need King Kong's story arc goes great. The problem is, Godzilla's story arc doesn't really work at all. Like, if you take out all the Godzilla stuff except for like the last 15 minutes in the final fight, that's fine. Like, you know, it works out perfectly. If you keep him for what he's needed for at the end, then the movie is okay. You can develop a little bit more with the King Kong character. But If that's the case, then might as well just make it a King Kong solo film. Like, I don't understand why we need to have Godzilla X Kong or whatever, and things like that. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Nothing to take away from the movie. Like, the movie's great. The movie has all, you know, the monsters fighting each other and King Kong fighting different versions of monsters and different things and things like that. Same thing with Godzilla. You know, there's a lot of great monster versus monster moments in this movie, and I think that's what everybody wanted to see. And I was all for it. I love that kind of stuff, because if you grew up with those old school Godzilla movies back, like in the, like I did, like in the 90s and the 80s, you know, watching those cheap Japanese versions of it, you got a kick out of it, because, you know, it's like our childhood and things like that. You know, it's nowhere near as good as a movie like, let's say, Godzilla Minus One. You know, but it's nowhere near as terrible as a movie like, you know, Kong Skull Island. You know, it's like they took the best things about Kong Skull Island and put it into a new movie. And like I said, my biggest complaint with this film is that they kind of shoehorned in Godzilla in there for no apparent reason. It's like they had to have him in there so everybody could see where they were going to go next. And I was like, ah, that doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. You know, it made sense promotional wise and, you know, to get people there. But then when you watch the movie, you're like, well, Godzilla's barely in the movie. You see more of King Kong and everybody else than you do Godzilla. Now, at the end of the movie, when we get to that final fight and everything like that, that's badass. You know, it's like that Avengers moment, you know, where everybody comes together and it's a fight and things like that. You know, I'm not, like I said, I'm not going to give it away because I want everybody to go see it, but that was some badass moments at the end, the way it all ended. It was really cool. You got a formidable opponent in the Scar King, the red gorilla who goes by the name the Scar King, which is weird. I thought his name was Scar, but then they kept calling him the Scar King, and I was like, damn, so nobody has like names anymore. They just, you know, everybody just refers to him as the King, you know, or like, you know, because like in Godzilla King of Monsters, he went up against King Ghidorah, you know, and things like that. King Kong, you know, and things like that. And Rodan was just the Firebird, and Mothra was the Queen of Monsters. And I was like, damn, everybody's got a title now. So it's like, fuck, nobody can just have a name. So, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, this movie was entertaining. It was a great movie to see on the big screen. My kids definitely enjoyed it. It was really, really something special. If you know, like I said, they're going in the right direction as far as these movies are concerned. They're doing what the audience wants, which is don't wash it down and don't bog it down with the human element like they did in the beginning. Just have the monsters fight and destroy shit and get us to where we need to go and just have fun with these movies. They don't got to take it seriously, because if anybody's going to take it seriously, it's going to be the Japanese guys, because Godzilla Minus One was a phenomenal movie, and I've yet to see any American studio make a Godzilla film that rivals that. That is by far one of the greatest Godzilla films of all time, if not the greatest Godzilla film of all time, and things like that. And as entertaining as these movies are, they're nowhere near as far as like storytelling and humanizing characters are. Godzilla Minus One is like head, shoulders, almost like a body length better than these MonsterVerse movies. But, you know, that doesn't take to say that, you know, ever since, so Godzilla, the first Godzilla was okay. It was entertaining to see like this darker look into the character, but for some reason they didn't really do a whole lot. You know what? I can feel myself already getting to that point where I'm gonna ramble, and I don't want to do that because I've already talked about all these movies already. So if you want to hear my opinions about the MonsterVerse so far, like Godzilla 1, Godzilla King of Monsters, Kong Skull Island, and Godzilla versus Kong, you know, we're already five movies in now, and I'm not sure if they're gonna make a sixth. You know, they could do another one. You know, I'd be interesting to see that or something like that. But at this point in time, they're getting good. They're staying the course. They're maintaining their speed. They know what works. They know what doesn't work, and they're doing the right thing. So, you know, you can only ask for certain things like that. So hopefully they can do this and get it over with, and, you know, do things the way they want them to do with the contract and with the stuff they got going on with Toho Studios. You know, because I would like to see a sequel to Godzilla Minus One, because if Toho can make another film like that, I would definitely go see that, especially in the theater. But Anyways, that's going to go ahead and do it for today's episode. If you like the episode, be sure to follow the podcast on all podcast outlets, whether it's Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Google Play, Odyssey, Reddit, wherever you're getting your podcast from. Be sure to follow the podcast on all social media outlets, Instagram and X, the Madhouse 21. Let me know what you guys thought about the movie Kong and Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. Did you like it? Did you not like it? Where do you rank it as far as the five MonsterVerse films? Whatever the case may be, let me know. Instagram and X, the Madhouse 21. Be on the lookout for more episodes as they come out. We are getting ready for WrestleMania weekend, which is this weekend, as well as a bunch of films that did drop on streaming services that I'm definitely going to be checking out as the weeks and the days come. Hope everybody had an amazing Easter weekend. I know I wish I did, but I didn't. You know, April 1st usually is, you know, April Fool's Day and everything like that. And I came across the new documentary on Peacock, which was celebrating the life and career of Bray Wyatt. That's probably going to be tomorrow's episode. So be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for anything and everything that comes out of this podcast. And of course, as always, be sure to embrace your inner madness.